The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, please tell me you don't even own, you've never even heard of Crocs.
Don't blaspheme here, Howard.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Rolene.
You know,
my faith in the world is restored. But first is Chicken Gate and now Crocs. Yeah, what?
Don't scare me like that, Howard. You know I can't do flat shoes at all.
Especially these plastic ones. Lucan sending me the picture of the most terrible, terrible looking Crocs. Unsigned says nothing on mainstream media about one of the activists on the Mavi Mara confirming the IDF's account of events. Turkey needs to return Israel's money. In fact, we did speak about that, Rolene. I spoke to Honest Reporting about it. Daniel Pomerantz, in fact, had that story, a very, very interesting one indeed. I don't know if you followed that at all.
I did follow that because the truth comes out at long last now, nearly 10 years later, this event on the Mavi Marmara, which we knew was instigated by activists on the Mavi Marmara at the time. But could we get the press to believe us at the time? No, we couldn't. And it just, you know, begs the question. There are two big stories that the press haven't picked up this week. The one is the attempted assassination against Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah, which we spoke about yesterday, and we said it's bizarre it didn't make major news. Mm-hmm. And the other is this. But of course, you know, when Israel is vindicated, it's relegated to, you know, one page past the crossword puzzle, isn't it?
Because it's not news and it doesn't really serve any narrative. In the meantime, let's focus for one moment on the coalition crisis. Is it now done and dusted? It's over.
Before we get to the coalition crisis, and I know you've interviewed them, I just want to give a huge love and shout out and kol hakavod to all the students, soldiers, all your allies, all our friends, and of course the Stand With Us Mishlachat that are on campus for Israel Apartheid Week. You guys are lions of Judah, every single one of you, and just love from all of us in Israel to all of you and to the incredible South African Jewish community who I know is standing behind our students. That had to be said from me today.
Well,
so let's look at the coalition in the early hours of the morning. And I'm really glad to see our Knesset is working through the night. You know, we pay enough tax, Howard.
Yes.
So the vote went through 62-54 after the ultra-Orthodox parties, United Torah Judaism and Shas, agreed to support it in exchange for a passage on the preliminary reading of the issue regarding allowing Haredi men to avoid conscription into the Israel Defense Forces was negotiated. So thank goodness we have our 2019 budget. What we do know is that it is 4.3% larger than the current budget, and it is apparently nearly 25% larger than the 2015 budget. And we know the big money goes towards defense, the second biggest to education, the third to national insurance, and the fourth to healthcare. Our finance minister, Kahlon from Kulanu Party, has called it the most social budget in the state's history. And nothing has been cut. Everything has gone through with a lot of pain, a lot of kvetching, and a lot of compromise with regards to the draft into the IDF.
Amazing. So that's how it moves forward. Poland, pay attention. This is what you've mentioned to me earlier. On the anniversary of Anschluss, Austria has accepted their responsibility for their role in the Holocaust.
Well, this is quite incredible because big worries when after the recent Austrian elections, because the far-right party comes into their coalition, and the new chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, who's very, very young, Howard, I think he's barely into the 30s, he gave a speech on the anniversary of the Anschluss. If we look at our history books, we know that the Anschluss was when German troops or the Nazis rolled their tanks into Austria, and Austria and Germany became united. And he said that while Austria was a victim, it was equally a perpetrator. And this is language that one would hope the Polish government would pick up on, because even though Poland was occupied by the Nazis, the Poles were still perpetrators. They were still complicit in helping to carry out the final solution against the Jewish people, and still after the end of the Second World War were complicit in pogroms and persecution of returning Jews. So Sebastian Kurz says, he says the film clips of the time show enthusiastic men and women who welcomed the Nazi regime out of inner conviction. He says Austria used to see itself as the first victim of National Socialism. He said that is certainly true for all those who fought in the resistance and whom we cannot thank enough. But the ones who stood in great numbers and celebrated the march in 1938 in Hero Square were no victims. The ones who watched and participated when their neighbors were robbed, expelled, and murdered were no victims. Remembering in an honest way means admitting the truth. And at that time, Austrian supported a system to which people with disabilities, Roma, Sinti, homosexuals, people with different political views, resistance fighters, and many more fell victim. And he said, above all, this system murdered over 60,000 fellow Jewish citizens and displaced 130,000 from their homes. And he said that it's taken Austria a long time to be open and honest about its past. Now, you and I have been discussing Germany quite a bit, and in particular the city of Berlin, where the past has been confronted and is out there for anybody who visits the city to be very, very cognizant of. And Berliners almost implore you, please remember what happened here.
Did you, whilst you were there, did you go to, I think it's called the Euthanasia Memorial? I don't know if you went to it. It's actually quite nondescript. It's not a very impressive place in terms of a structure. But when you go there and you stand there and you actually read and realize the level of depravity and how they managed to convince people that it was okay to euthanize anybody with any form of disability or illness, it is one of the most staggering and mind-blowing places just to contemplate.
I didn't manage to get there because time was very limited, and it's one of the reasons I want to go back to Berlin, is to spend more time in Berlin's history, which is very much a part of our own history.
Absolutely.
But I did go to the memorial to the Sinti and the Roma, which is just outside the Reichstag, and it's a bizarre feeling when you stand outside the Reichstag and know that you are standing in the footsteps of our eternal enemies, and then you turn around and then there is a memorial to what the Nazis did to another minority community who were also virtually destroyed. And then just down the road, of course, is the memorial to the genocide of Europe's Jews.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. The University of Illinois rejects anti-Israel referendum second year in a row.
Second year in a row. Here we go. They're voting against any kind of divestment, targeting companies that do business with Israel. The Campus Student Election Commission, they announced this earlier this week. And a total of 3,133 students voted against and 1,700 voted in favor of the measure, which called on the university to divest. And the referendum did not explicitly mention Israel, but they did make references to Israeli wars of aggression and alleged violations against Palestinians. And unfortunately, the group Students for Justice in Palestine, which we know have been recognized as vehemently anti-Semitic, they put the question on the ballot, and they were roundly defeated.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Unsigned says, Gal Gadot praised Hawkins. She's gone down in my estimations.
Okay, I knew this had to come up.
Oh, really? It's the first I've heard of it. So, all right, let's talk about that, Rolene, seeing you ready for it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay, there's no ways around it. Stephen Hawkins made comments supporting BDS not once but twice, and it has come out that he was also a misogynist. However, we have seen a lot
she
of...
She just slipped that in. She just slipped that in. Well done.
I'm a wily feminist in
I
my
know,
shoes.
I note that. Nothing, know that. And not, those shoes aren't Crocs.
But yeah, these shoes mean business, Howard.
Absolutely.
They mean business. Yes, he said that, but he has also been lauded by many in Israel's scientific establishment for his scientific efforts. Poor Gal Gadot, I think she was just trying to be very
PC.
She was trying to look at the work that he did. She got nailed on Instagram. I saw this myself. I don't think it's fair to judge her. I really don't.
She's
a very phenomenal
difficult.
Ambassador.
You know, I don't think it's really about her. I think it's about how we deal. It's always an interesting question for me is how we deal with a person who passes away where some parts of their life were incredibly positive, but there were some parts of it that were not. And the parts that were not affect us as Jews and supporters of Israel. How do we deal with it? It's actually quite interesting because one of the stories I was going to talk about, and I see that we won't have time, but I'll just tell you now. It comes out of Fox. It says a lawmaker's tweet after physicist Stephen Hawking's death draws criticism. And he tweeted as follows. Stephen Hawking now knows the truth about how the universe was actually made. My condolences to his family. Now, that was a U.S. lawmaker. And, of course, people were livid with him because how could he be so insensitive, etc. But the truth is, I did think about that. I did think I am a believer in God. And I did think to myself, well, you know what? Now he's passed on. Now he will see what the universe is all about. Maybe I wouldn't tweet it. Maybe I'd be a little bit more circumspect. But it's very, very interesting because how do we say, here's a guy that from a scientific perspective, from a life struggle perspective, was incredible. As you said, Rolene, I think there were tremendous issues within his own marriage. His wife had ultimately divorced him, even though she was a real hero in most of his life. There was an incredible amount of complexity, and people are complex. So he had a quirk with regard to Israel, and we certainly don't support that. And I think that Israel quirk was really counter to so much of his philosophy, because why would he, support an academic boycott? In fact, a lot of his scientific discoveries were based on Israeli scientific academic studies. So in fact, we know that whole part of his life was bizarre. But does that mean that we wipe out every part of the good? I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. What's your thoughts,
Rolene? Well, I have to agree there. We also know that a lot was made possible. His ability to communicate was made possible with Israeli technology, with Israeli intel, and possibly also Israeli intelligence. But please let's not attack Gal Gadot. Here is somebody who's very proud of her,
right, and some people,
of her heritage, makes absolutely no apologies for it,
and suffers the consequences of it.
Probably our best ambassador at the moment.
Absolutely, absolutely right. MK Zoabi has been suspended from Knesset for calling IDF murderers. Well, that's a bit rude.
Yes, she has. Well, she's been bounced for the week. I think the Knesset's probably a more relieved place. Maybe this is why the budget went through, Howard.
Probably.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But her statements, well, MK Oren Chazan, he of the selfie and the incredible game of Sheshbesh, apparently he's the lead Knesset player of Sheshbesh, he filed a complaint against Zoabi for statements which she made in February in the Education Committee's discussions on a law authorizing the education minister to ban left-wing organizations from entering schools and educational institutions. So she apparently said, a person who kills even once in his life or kills every day of his life is called a murderer. Therefore, even the army which occasionally murders, not every day, have you heard about the young Palestinians who were murdered? Who is murdering Palestinians in the occupied territory? And she alleged that the IDF are murderers. So she has been, this went to the Ethics Committee, and they have reviewed her statements, and she is suspended for the week.
All right, not really long enough. Time is 5:56. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Afternoon with me. That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Rolene, hope you have a fantastic weekend. Shabbat shalom.